Zok the Heilige Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Let's first touch the words, then we'll go back and explain them. Apeles are l'shmeinim ve'echad. If a woman lost a baby, she miscarried the night of the 81st day, beis shamai poitrin min hakarbon. The beis shamai say she does not have to bring another carbon, u'basil mechayvim. The basil say that she would have to bring another carbon. I'm going to remind you, and I'm sure you remember from the beginning of Parshas Tazria. If a woman has a baby, there are Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tahara. If she has a boy, her Yemei Tuma are 7 days. Afterwards, she becomes tar to some extent, but she still cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash or eat Kachim until the end of her Yemei Tahara, which would be 33 days later, again, if she had a boy. Then at the end of 40 days, she brings a carbon, the carbonus we spoke about, that a yeldis brings, and she is completely ready to eat kachim, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. If she had a girl, there are also Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara, except the numbers double. The Yemei Tumah is not for 7 days, but it's for 14 days. And the Yemei Tahara is not for 33 days, but it's for 66 days. So if she had a girl, before she can bring her carbon, enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim. What if she has another baby before she brings the first carbon? So if she has another baby after 80 days, everyone holds she has to bring a separate carbon. Before 80 days, wait a second. How could she have a second baby before 80 days? It takes 9 months. It takes 9 months for the baby to be born. The answer is what we learned earlier. Even if a woman loses her baby, even if she miscarries, it's counted for a baby if it's after 40 days. So let's say she has a girl. So after 2 weeks, she's mutter to her husband. Then there's another 66 days. Then it could be that she was carrying a baby for at least 40 days, and the 80 days aren't over yet. And then she miscarried this baby. Legally, it's called a child that she should have to bring a carbon. But if it's before 80 days, she does not have to bring a second carbon for the second miscarriage. But here's the shaila. Hamapeles, this woman lost her baby, or l'shmeinim ve'echad, the night of the 81st. That means 80 full days passed. And this is the night into the 81st. Did you learn Masechtas Pesachim? Or la'aba asar. What does that mean? The night of the 14th. Erev Pesach is the 14th. When are we by the Chum? It's the night of the 14th. Maybe you remember from Masechtas Pesachim that this Mishnah was quoted there. So, what's the problem? Hamapeles or l'shmeinim ve'echad, the night of the 81st, so once the 80th day passed, she should be mechuyev of another carbon. Well, you can look at it that way. Or you could say, when could she possibly bring her first carbon? After 80 days. Could she bring it the night of the 81st? No, because you can't bring a carbon at night. Aha. Uh-huh. So really, she had this second baby before the time that you can practically bring a carbon, because you can't bring a carbon at night. On the other hand, it was after 80 days. In other words, the reason she couldn't bring the carbon wasn't because the time didn't elapse. The reason she couldn't bring the carbon is because it was at night. So what's the halacha? Let's see our Mishnah. Hamapeles, if the woman loses a baby, this is the second baby, or l'shmeinim ve'echad, the night of the 81st day, beis shamai poitrin min hakarbon, the beis shamai say, she's poter to bring a carbon for the second baby. Even though it's after 80 days, as long as, al pi halacha, she couldn't bring another carbon, it's still included in the first carbon, azoy zogen the beis shamai. They dashen that from Sukkim. Ubeis Hillel Mechayvim. The Beis Hillel says she does have to bring another carbon. I know the time didn't come yet that she could bring the carbon, but that was only because it was at night. L'maisa was after the 80 days. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, I don't understand you, Beis Shammai. Maishna, why should there be a difference? Or l'shmein of Echad, between the night of the 81st, miyoim shmein of Echad, and the day of the 81st. You, Beis Shammai, would be Maida that if this second baby came out on the day of the 81st, she would be Mechuyev to bring a separate carbon. So the night before is like the next day. So the next day she would have to bring a second carbon. Why not the night before? The night before is part of the next day. Furthermore, Zok de Beis Hillel, Im shava loy latuma, lo yishva loy lakarbin. Let's explain this. Now, throughout the Yemei Tahara, the woman does not become Tamei. Even if she would see dam that normally would make her Tamei, throughout the Yemei Tahara, she does not become Tamei. That's a special halacha she has throughout the Yemei Tahara. That means if she had a girl, the 66 days following the first 14 days, the first 14 days are Yemei Tumah, 66 days are called Yemei Tahara. Even if she sees dam that normally she would become Tameh because of this, she's Tahar. When is this over? When the 14 plus 66th day is over. In other words, the 80th day. So wait a second. So when the 80th day is over, and it's the night of the 81st, if she would see Dam now, is she Tameh or Tahar? So Yubei Shameh would be Maida, she's Tameh, because it's over. The Yemei Tahara are over. If the night of the 81st Shavuot would be the same as the day of the 80th, she would be Tameh, Latuma, because it's after 80 days. Lo Yishvaloi, shouldn't the night be the same as the day when it comes to a carbon? Amru Lehem Beis Shammai, so the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, Loi, no, it's not the same. Im Amartem B'mapeles, if you're going to say she has to bring a second carbon, Yoim Shmein Ve'echad, on day 81, you know why? That's because as soon as the sun came up, on the 81st day, Yatsa B'Shah Shehi Ruya Lahavi B'Karbon, the baby came out during a time that she could bring the carbon on the first baby. So that period is over. Taimru, are you going to say the same? B'mapelis or L'Shemayin of Echad, when she loses this second baby, when it comes out, the night of the 81st? Shela Yatsa did not come out B'Shah during a time she Ruya Lahavi B'Karbon, that she could bring the first carbon. As long as she can't bring the first carbon, so any baby that comes out is included in the time period of that first carbon. Amru lehen Beis Hillel, so the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, V'yamepeles, let's say she would lose the baby, Yoim Shemayin Ve'echad, on day number 81, Shechal Lias B'Shabbos, that falls on Shabbos, Teichiach, that should show you that what you're saying is not correct. Shelo Yatsa, there the baby didn't come out, B'Shah during a time, she ru'uya lahavi b'karbon, where she could bring another carbon, because you can't bring a carbon on Shabbos. Now, there are karbonis that are brought on Shabbos. Karbonis sibur, like the Tamat Shal Shachar, the Tamat Shal Beinu Rabayim, the carbon musaf, but not a private carbon. But Yubei Shamit would be Maida, that if the second baby came out on day number 81, even though it was Shabbos, which means she can't bring the first carbon, but chayeves b'karbon, she would be mechuyev to bring a second carbon for the second baby. Amru lehem Beis Shammai, so the Beis Shammai say, no, that's not a raya. Im amartem b'mepeles yom shmeinim ve'echot shechalias b'shabbos. You're going to tell me a case where she loses her baby on day number 81 that happens to be on Shabbos. So true, because it's Shabbos, she can't bring the carbon. But you have to understand, she'afal b'she'en roy. Even though Shabbos is not an appropriate time, a heterodic time, lekarbon yachid to bring an individual carbon, but the royhu, lekarbon tzibur, there are karbonis that are brought on Shabbos. The tamid shal shachar and tamid shal bein hodayim is brought on Shabbos. The musaf is brought on Shabbos. There are other karbonis tzibur that are brought on Shabbos. So if the 81st day falls on Shabbos, I say that's called a time that Karbanis could be brought, even though she cannot bring her personal carbon because it's Shabbos. And Mamela, it's a new time period and she has to bring another baby. But Taimur, can you say the same thing? In our case, Bima Palace, where she loses the baby, or L'Shmoinim Ve'echad, the night of the 81st, there's no such a thing as bringing a carbon at night. She'ein alay l'roy, the night is not fit, loy l'carbon yachid, not for an individual carbon. But loyla carbon tzibur, not for a carbon tzibur. It's bechlal, not a time for karbanis. So memela, the chiv of the second carbon never goes into place. It's still included in the first carbon because we never entered a time zone where karbanis would be mutter. And now the Beis Shammai respond to the Beis Hillel's first taina. You said, well, if she would see Dam the night of the 81st, she would become Tami. So you see, the 80 days are over. So the Beis Shammai say, V'adamim eina mechichan. This point, that if she would see blood, the night of the 81st, she would become Tame, unlike all of the Yemei Tahara up until that point. So agreed, when it comes to Tumah, the night is the next day. When it comes to many things, the night is the next day. But not when it comes to Karbanos. And I'll prove it to you. Let's say, a woman had a miscarriage during the Yemei Tahara, before the 80 days. The meha, the blood that comes out with the baby, is going to make her tummy, tameyan. But didn't you tell me that when she sees dam during the Yemei Tahara, she's tahar? But the answer is, say the Beis Shammai, that if she had another baby, it starts a whole new thing. It stops this special halacha that she doesn't become tummy. She does become tummy. But all of this has nothing to do with the carbon. Still, you, Beis Hillel, would agree that peturim in a carbon? That if she miscarried a second time within the 80 days, she's potter on a karbin. So you see, the halachis of tumah are one thing, what determines a new period, and the halachis of karbin are something else. So maybe the night of the 81st, she would become tameh. But that has nothing to do with the karbin. For to be mechuyav of a second karbin, the baby, the miscarriage would have to take place the next day, not the night of the 81st. So chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that there are Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara. For a girl, Yemei Tumah, the first 14 days, then there are 66 days of what's called Yemei Tahara. Yemei Tahara means she can't come into the Beis HaMikdash yet, but even if she would see Dam, she does not become Tami. After the 66 days are over, which is a total of 80 days, 14 days of Yemei Tumah, then 66 days of Yemei Tahara, after the total of 80 days, meaning on day number 81, she brings her karbanos, and she can come into the Beis HaMikdash, eat kachim. Her Yemei Tahara are over. At this point, she would become Tameh if she sees that. Now, everyone agrees. Lady that's mechuyav karbon, she has a baby, and before the 80th day, she miscarried another baby that was 40 days old. She does not have to bring another carbon. It's included in the first carbon. After the 80 days, it's a separate thing. The baby was miscarried. It came out after the 80 days, meaning from the 81st day and on, everybody agrees, she has to bring a separate carbon for that baby alone. Machloikis is the night of the 81st. This baby came out, she was mapeles or l'shmoinim ve'echa, the night of the 81st. On the one hand, it's after the 80 days. On the other hand, she never entered a time period where she could have brought her first carbon for the first baby, because you can't bring karbanos at night. So the Beis Shammai say, look, it's before she could bring a new carbon. She does not have to bring a separate carbon for the new baby. The Beis Hillel say, it's after the 80 days because it was at night, and therefore she does have to. And then we had a dialogue between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, first of all, the night goes after the day. And if in day 81 she would have a baby or miscarry, a legal baby, she would have to bring a new carbon, why should the night before be any different? Second of all, when it comes to the halachis of tumah, until day number 80, until and including day number 80, if she sees dam, she's tohar throughout the Yemei Tahara. Night of the 81st, no, now if she sees dam, she's tummy. And you would be minded to that, Beis Shammai. So if she's tummy the night of the 81st, that means the Yemei Tahara are over. So why, if she has a baby then, do we say it's still included in the first carbon? It should be a new thing. So the Beis Shammai said like this. The night of the 81st, she cannot bring a carbon because it's at night. And until you get to a point that she could bring the first carbon, she has another baby, it's included in the first carbon. That's all. So you're asking me why, if she had the baby day 81, we would be moida that she has to bring a second carbon for the second baby? That's because it came after she could have already brought the carbon. So the Beis Hillel countered back, what if day number 81 was on Shabbos? Can't bring a personal carbon on Shabbos? So would you say if she had a baby on day number 81 that was Shabbos, she wouldn't bring a second carbon? No, you would also say she has to bring a second carbon. So you see, even if you can't bring the carbon, once the 80 days are over, it's a new thing. So the Mishami answered, Shabbos is a time you could bring karbonis. There are karbonis that are brought on Shabbos. She can't bring her personal karbon on Shabbos. You can't compare that to the night of the 81st, where you can't bring any karbonis at all. And inasmuch as your question about the tum is concerned, if the night of the 81st, Enechanami, if she would see Dam, she's tummy, so you see her Yemei Tahara are over. So why shouldn't the same be in regard to a karbon? Then I have an answer for you, says the Bashami. The halachis of tum and the halachis of karbonis are not linked to each other. Because even though during the Yemei Tahara, if she sees Dam, she's Tahar, but if she has a miscarriage and she sees Dam, she's tummy. So in regard to the baby, it's like a new thing. It's not connected to the Yemei Tahara. But you would still admit, Beis Hillel, even though she's Tamei, because of the second baby, that because it was born before 80 days were over, she does not have to bring another carbon. So you see that the halachos of Tum and the halachos of when she has to bring a carbon are not linked together.